Rahman Rahim. Continuing on with the chapter on the virtue of loving someone for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and encouraging it and informing the one who a person loves what to tell him. In other words, what words to tell the person that you love, what words that we are told in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to express at the time when we are telling someone that we love them. Anyway, this thing of loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that is unique in this time and age that we live in. Person who love another person for different reasons. One of the reasons, or the most common reason, you'll find a person, one Muslim brother, not a Muslim brother, any man liking or having some type of affinity for another person, is that person may be very wealthy, or that person may be very famous, or that person may be very influential, whatever it is, he may have very high position. So therefore this person has some type of liking. But in Islam, the beauty is that a person loves another person only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person is my brother. I love him not because of his position, not because of his wealth. I love him only for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Remember, that position is there today, tomorrow that position can go away. But when a person has love for someone, for the sake of Allah ta'ala, whether he's got that position or he doesn't have that position, whether he has the money or he doesn't have that money, that love will still remain. How often you find it that a person is in a high position, everyone wants to know him. Or a person is very wealthy, everyone wants to know him. The moment that wealth is gone, all the friends also are gone. In English there is a saying, when things are bad, then friends are few. When money is little, then the friends are few. What happens is the same people that were thronging and keeping near that person, those people start moving away. Therefore, that one incident that is coming to mind, that one person that was a poor person, nobody wanted to know him in that community he lived. Naturally, people think like this, that we'd want to rather know the people that are wealthy, the people that are influential, holding positions. So he started working his way up slowly, working very hard, working and working, until he became like the richest man in the town. Now when he became the richest man in the town, every person wanted to meet him. As he's going out of the masjid, everyone comes to meet him, greet him. So he had one policy. He noticed and he seen what happened. He could see this whole change in the attitude of the people in his community. So whenever anybody would make salam to him, he would just say one standard reply, "Me aapka salam poncha dunga." I will give you salams. Person greet him, he'll say, "Me aapka salam poncha dunga." So after a while, people got a little bit surprised that what kind of a reply is this to a salam. So then he explained, he said, "You see, before, nobody wanted to know me. Nobody wanted to make salam. But the moment the money came in the safe, when the money came in the safe, then everyone wanted to know me. So when I'm saying, 'Me aapka salam pohuncha dunga,' what I'm saying is, I'm going to go to the safe and I'm going to give the money your salams. Because that salam is not for me, that salam is for the money. The day that money is out of the safe also, that's the day also the salam will also stop." So Allah Ta'ala make it such that we love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very, very great thing, as we'll see from today's hadith. عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال في الأنصار لا يحبهم إلا مؤمن ولا يبغضهم إلا منافق فمن أحبهم أحبه الله ومن أبغضهم أبغضه الله. البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said regarding the Ansar, none but a believer loves them and none but a hypocrite hates them. Allah Ta'ala loves the one who loves them and Allah Ta'ala hates the one who hates them. We explain this, that the Ansar went out of their way to look after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to take care of them, to assist them and help them. So they were the ones that loved they were the ones that loved the Muhajirin that had come to them. Because of that effort and that love that they made, we ought to love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One short hadith, and Mu'adh radiallahu anhu qal, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yuqul, قال الله تعالى قال الله عز وجل المتحابون في جلالي لهم منابر من نور يخبطهم النبيون والشهداء رواه الترمذي. هذا معاذ رضي الله عنه narrated, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, Allah Ta'ala said, when the Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام says that Allah Ta'ala said, means this is a hadithi Qudsi. Hadithi Qudsi, the difference between hadithi Qudsi and Quran is Quran we make tilawat of, and hadithi Qudsi we don't make tilawat of. But there Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned what? Allah Ta'ala has said that those who love each other on account of my majesty. The only love they have for each other is because of me, because of my majesty. They shall have pulpits of light on the day of Qiyamah. Pulpits, in other words, mimbars. It won't be a normal mimbar. Normal mimbar, you see, it's made of wood. Sometimes the mimbar is made of brick. Sometimes it's made of stone. Or sometimes it's made of a very nice marble or whatever. But it is made of some type of a solid structure. That's how a mimbar is normally made. But the respect and the honor Allah Ta'ala will give people that loved only for His sake is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give them a mimbar, a pulpit made out of light. This is from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Imagine how beautiful that will be. A pulpit that is made out of light. Not just our LED lighting or by xenon lighting. This is a special lighting that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give. Can you imagine how beautiful? To such an extent that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that even the prophets and the shuhada will envy these people. That what a position they got because they loved for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That they're sitting in pulp on pulpits of light, of nur. Because of this, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the shuhada would even envy them. Ulama give an explanation that what it is meant, what is meant by the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the shuhada will envy them. Not that they got a higher stage than the Anbiya alayhi salam and the shuhada, no. But sometimes, one example that is given, a person may be having a liking for horses. And because he's got a liking for horses, he's got maybe 10 very, very good grade horses. And he sees 11th one. And he looks at that one and he sees such a beautiful one. I wish I can have it. That's why the hadith, the word is يَخْبِتُهُمُ الشُّهَدَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ. This word khitbah in Arabic means that a person likes what someone else got without desiring that that person must lose it. That is the difference between a person having hasad in his heart, having jealousy in his heart. Hasad is when you like something that someone else got, but you want that person must lose his thing. So khitbah is different. It is you like what a person got, but at the same time you don't wish that person loses it. So like that, a person who's got so many horses, he sees another one, very good quality. He wish, hey, I wish I could have had that other one also. So like that, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, not that they will be of a lower stage, but they'll see that such a high stage Allah Ta'ala, or such a high, how much respect Allah Ta'ala has given these people that had love for each other, only for His sake, that they will even wish that they could also have that benefit and that beauty of sitting on the mimbars of light on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.